America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Let us know if we're wrong. 216-474-0092.
You're wrong.
You do not count. How about that?
Well, you've been telling me that for 10 years.
That's not true.
Through staplers and water bottles.
I didn't throw anything at you or your general direction.
Now, finally, it's out there. November 7th.
Almost said, no, never mind. 2024.
Another month could be living in
infancy. Let's not do that. Are we wrong? We said that this is the best start. Now, this is a little bit haphazard research. I'll admit that. But the best start that we have seen with a Cleveland professional sports team. Kenny Atkinson is 9-0 to start this year. Paul Brown was 7-0 to start 1946 before they fell to San Francisco. And Keith, the Marble Mouth, said that he was more impressed with Kevin Stefanski's 9-3. And I said, no, it's one is a zero in the loss column. The other one has three. And Lima, you agree? I said Ken E. Atkinson is more impressive than Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah, they're
right
wrong.
Now, 58% of people who have voted actually agree with us. But at first, it was like Cleveland Dark Knight, easily Stefanski for me, going through all they did with the pandemic, a franchise that was a yearly loser, et cetera, et cetera. Hats off to Atkinson, but he took over a winning team with no real turnover in the rotation. These guys have played together for a while, excited for this Cavs team. And that's a very fair argument. I'll give him that. There you go. Jeffrey Sauter and Kenneth both say Stephen Vogt. Greg Aussie Fury says, where can I vote for Stephen Vogt?
You can vote for him. Vote for whoever you want. Right now, maybe we're getting caught up in the moment, but it's really hard to go 9-0 in the NBA. It's really hard, especially with three-point shooting, what it is. Like, to win when you have an off night, to win when the other team shoots 48%, which is what the Pelicans did last night at home.
Yeah.
They did that against you. Normally, that's a guaranteed loss. In the NBA, yes. Look it up. When another team at home shoots 48%, you just lose. And the Cavs,
I don't think I need to look it up. I just hear 48%. Yeah. I think I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, in this day and age, it's so easy to just cough up a game against nobody. You brought up the Lakers game last year. Or was it the Warriors? I'm sorry, the Warriors game last year. Who was even on the team, on the roster?
The Lakers game was years ago when the Cavs were bad and they had Chris Kaman sleeping on the bench.
Mitch, for later in the segment, remind me who was on the roster for the Warriors. Because it was not Steph Curry, no. It wasn't Draymond, it wasn't Klay Thompson. And they beat you.
In the rotation, yeah.
And they beat you. Yeah, and it just goes to show in this league how hard that is. In the NFL, we know any team can win on any given day. So, yes, Stefanski going 9-3 with that team, that was impressive, especially because it's the Browns. But the NBA to do it, 9-0, I don't care who the opponents are. I mean, you saw how hard it could be because you saw them scratch and claw against a 1-7 Milwaukee Bucks team that still had Giannis and Lillard in the first game, and then Lillard go off in the second game, you still beat him.
I go back to Justin Termini, his interview with us that was on at 720. You can hear it at 92.3thefan.com. Again, if you disagree with us, I'm not going to shout you down. Let me know. 216-474-0092. Am I just in the honeymoon phase of Kenny Atkinson right now? But I go back to Justin Termini, and he kind of pointed it out. This is an outsider's perspective, where it's like, hey, you don't have Nikola Jokic playing for this team, or Giannis, or LeBron for that matter, or any one of the major superstars that are out there. Kevin Durant, no, I mean, you have a great player in Donovan Mitchell. He is not of that 1%. Evan Mobley is a unicorn, but he's certainly not of that 1% down the line. You're 9-0 to start the year. I'm not talking about where they'll finish. They'll finish in the playoffs unless something terrible happens. They'll finish in the playoffs, just like the Browns did. I'm only talking about starts. Starts to the year. The start to the year for Kenny Atkinson, you only play 82 of these things. Somebody had tweeted at us that they're on pace for like 78-4, which would be incredible, which is not going to be feasible, but still. I mean, you're looking at a team right now that is in a different stratosphere from where they've been in the past. Like people said, flip this switch. I can't flip the switch because usually that takes a time of feeling out before it's like, all right, now they're going to take off. Now we quote-unquote flip the switch. They're 9-0. Where can I find anything bad with the team? The only thing I could try to take away from it if I were in another city, I don't want to do it here, is like, hey, your strength of schedule is not that great. Even though it's like, hey, it's not their fault the Knicks have to get their lives figured out. It's not their fault that Milwaukee has fallen flat on their face to start out their season. It's not their fault that people are talking about or trying to talk Giannis Antetokounmpo's trades into existence. It's not the Cavs' fault. They've only just beaten who's in front of them.
And it's beautiful now that this is where Kobe Altman, which we've all scrutinized at times.
Very critical.
Right? We scrutinized at times. But right now, he was banking on something that has paid off in the short term. We'll find out if it matters in the playoffs. But in the short term, he was banking on continuity. Let's let the Knicks make these trades, break up their Villanova team, and reach for the stars to try to improve their ceiling. Let's let the Philadelphia 76ers make a huge swing with all their available assets to go get Paul George. What we know is we can hit the ground running, even with a new head coach. And to Kenny Atkinson's credit, when we talked last week, who deserves more credit, Atkinson or the players? I gave the players more credit. Here's where I give Atkinson a lot of credit, is that he's admitted, hey, we're going to pick up where Bickerstaff left off.
Yes.
It doesn't need to be all me, and he has defensively. He says they've kept the concepts defensively. Do you know how hard that is to get a coach to do that? Normally when a coach comes in, he says, all right, we're getting rid of this. That last coach was a clown behind the scenes. We're gonna
do try to reinvent their wheel in their own way. It's an ego trip.
He said, why overthink it? Why reinvent the wheel here? We're gonna tweak the offense where it needs to be tweaked, and boy, has it worked.
You're right about that. Coming up at 9:40, we have Mitch Please. All right, well, if you think Stefanski or even Vogt had a better start, 216-474-0092, tell me I'm wrong. Tell Lima he's wrong. That's fine. I ain't going to shout you down.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.